This podcast is brought to you by Camford Management Consultants. We recognise that business leaders in professional services firms need to know where and how technology can help achieve business goals. The IT leader needs to create the IT strategy, procure technology and services, and lead business change. We help business and IT leaders in professional services firms to meet these challenges. Our clients span from global leading law firms to mid-sized professional bodies, regional specialists, and small boutique firms. For our SME clients, we also provide IT support services. Hello, I'm Martin Williams, founder and managing director of Camford Management Consultants. I've been helping organisations to develop IT-related strategy for well over a decade. Developing an IT strategy is a challenge that many IT leaders face, yet there is surprisingly little guidance available, and what is available usually attempts a wide-scale change in organisational culture. Now, of course, that's not always possible or even necessary. In this podcast, I'm going to present three big ideas that you can follow to improve your IT strategy. Those three big ideas are, number one, remove innovation spend from the IT budget. Number two, immerse IT in the business. Number three, engage the IT team with the firm's clients. Let's take a look at each in turn to explore where they can have a major impact on the value of your IT strategy. Idea number one, remove innovation spend from the IT budget. In most organisations, the IT budget covers both ongoing keeping the lights on costs and innovation spend. The industry average is an 80-20 split between keeping the lights on and innovation. On the internet, you'll find lots of guidance and wisdom which suggests that you work hard to get this ratio closer to 50-50, which is about the maximum that you could ever achieve. However, I believe this is the wrong approach. Whilst the IT team will always be innovating internally within IT, looking for tools and approaches to improve the world of IT in the business, these are typically business-wide improvements, or they're improvements focused on IT operational processes which have little tangible impact to the business. The real innovation value will come from the business working in partnership with IT. The business case to make change should reside with the business, and therefore the budget for any IT costs as part of that innovation should also come from the business. Innovation spend may result in ongoing IT maintenance costs, which will need to be accounted for in the IT budget for future years, but in the first instance, it is a business project and a business cost. This will ensure that the business takes responsibility for IT spend. To determine an innovation budget, it can either be set at a central level to be called upon by the different business units, or each business unit may be appointed its own innovation budget. In the traditional approach, with the innovation budget sitting within IT, there's a risk that some projects may not be done due to a lack of budget, and others that perhaps should be skipped are being done so funds can be used up to avoid reducing the future budget. Also, if the IT budget is being maintained at the same level, or perhaps even reducing, this could have a negative impact on business innovation, which is therefore self-defeating. By moving the innovation spend to the business budget, the IT team can focus on driving down the cost as a percentage of revenue of keeping the lights on, whilst not compromising on business innovation. Idea number two, immerse IT in the business. At Camford Management Consultants, we recently conducted a survey on IT strategy maturity. You can see the summarised findings on our website under Resources Infographics. What's really revealing in the survey results is that the IT leadership team rarely engages with people within the business units to seek their input to the IT strategy. Whilst the business unit leaders were the second highest people consulted, their actual team members who are doing the work day to day are only consulted by 11% of organisations. I think this results in a lot of missed innovation opportunity. PwC recently recognised this opportunity. They launched an app that allows employees to suggest innovative ideas that could help the firm's clients. They've received ideas that have benefited both their clients and their internal processes too. They report direct savings in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. If you think about it, this is little more than a modern take on a suggestion box, but it's certainly powerful when you engage with the people doing the day-to-day work. A related challenge for IT is what I call the business syndrome, which is where people in IT see themselves as separate to the business. This is, of course, most obvious by the language they use. And in some respects, IT can blame itself. In the quest for centralisation, IT departments have made themselves islands from the business. But of course, it's not just the fault of IT. In fact, I was recently speaking with a large global law firm where the business services functions are being moved out of the main building to be homed in different buildings. That hardly helps to work as one team. A way in which I recommend the IT team can become more integrated with the business is to position members of its teams within the various business units. This can be either on a permanent basis in a decentralised model, where IT staff are positioned within the business teams within a matrix reporting structure, or it can be more fluid through the creation of an innovation team that moves from department to department. Either approach will help both with becoming one team and with the chances of spotting innovation opportunities. We should be living by the mantra that there is no such thing as an IT project, only a business project. In becoming more integrated with the business, the benefits to the IT department include reduced instances of shadow IT, reduced costs of keeping the lights on, and it supports centralised IT control, whilst enabling and encouraging distributed innovation. Idea number three, engage the IT team with the firm's clients. Taking the idea of engaging with the business one step further, note that I'm also in the habit of referring to the business, I recommend that when developing your IT strategy, you seek to engage with customers and clients of your firm. No one knows more about how it feels to work with your firm than its paying clients. Interestingly, in our IT strategy maturity survey, just over a quarter of organisations say they're already engaging with their clients to seek input to their IT strategy. But this is also a growing trend in some sectors, such as healthcare, where customer engagement is key to identifying opportunities to innovate. And there are a number of different ways that this can be done, from shadowing of fee earners, directly asking clients, and seeking feedback through surveys, to name a few. So, to recap, the three big ideas to improve your IT strategy are: number one, remove innovation spend from the IT budget. Number two, immerse IT in the business. Number three, engage the IT team with the firm's clients. If these big ideas resonated with you and you'd like to find out more information or talk to someone for advice and guidance, please get in touch via our website or call us on 01-223-90-2020. If you like this podcast, you'll find more available on iTunes if you search for Camford, or you can read the articles on our blog at www.camfordmc.com. That's CAMFORDMC.com. Subscribe to our newsletter so that you can keep up to date on our latest content, industry trends, and strategic IT advice and guidance. And of course, please do share this content with friends, colleagues, and via social media. I'm Martin Williams, Founder and Managing Director of Camford Management Consultants, and I look forward to sharing more strategic IT advice with you in our next podcast.